Welcome back to Cyberbullies, the Bulldog Mentality. I'm your host, Jody Blanchard, the guy who believes that a CISO needs a little grit and a lot of bark to stay ahead in the digital jungle. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're in a dimly lit room, staring at the map of the world. Red dots start popping up. London, New York, Moscow, all over the world. And keep in mind, you're not watching a video game. You're watching cyber threats unfold real-time across monitors and screens. Somewhere out there, an attacker is preparing to breach your walls. Now, here's the question. Do you want to find out before they're at your gates or after they're in your systems eating all of your data and taking it and exfiltrating it? Well, the answer is you have to have the bulldog's bark. That is threat intelligence. Threat intelligence is what warns you the danger is coming. In today's episode, The Bulldog's Bark, Threat Intelligence and Knowing Your Enemy, we'll cover what threat intelligence is and why it's your best friend, how a threat intelligence program actually works, and real-world stories where knowing the enemy saved organizations from disaster. Plus, with a little grit and enough tips, you might make the smartest cybersecurity leader in the room. So, grab your coffee, put on your cybersecurity cape, and let's go barking. So, when looking at why threat intelligence is your cyber sixth sense, threat intelligence is like having eyes in the back of your head. It's not about waiting for an attack. It's about predicting it. Let's take a step back, though. Cyber threats are like villains in a movie. Some are predictable, like the B-movie hacker with a hoodie and sunglasses indoors. Others are sophisticated. Think James Bond villains plotting ransomware attacks from a mountaintop lair. Wouldn't it be nice to have their scripts in before the movie starts? That's threat intelligence. It's about studying your enemies, knowing where they are, what tools they use, and most importantly, what they're coming for next. Here's a real-world example. A global retail company noticed its network was being probed by attackers using a specific IP address. Sounds harmless? Nope. Threat intelligence revealed these addresses were tied to a ransomware gang targeting point-of-sale systems. The IT team blocked the IPs, ran emergency patching, and stopped the attack before it started, all off of getting the indicators of compromise and knowing the known bad IPs. Moral of the story? Threat intelligence isn't magic. It's knowing the playbook before the game begins. Well, if we're talking about threat intelligence, what are the three types of threat intelligence? The good, the useful, and the strategic. All right, now let's break it down. Threat intelligence comes in three flavors: tactical, operational, and strategic. It's like preparing for battle. You need maps, spies, generals who see the big picture. Well, let's start with tactical intelligence. Tactical intelligence is the block the bad guy stuff. Think of indicators of compromise or IOCs, IP addresses, file hashes, malware signatures. Your tool, feed the bad boys into the firewalls, into the SIEM, and the endpoint detection tools. And what does this look like? Well, let me give you an example. You hear a ransomware gang is using a specific file hash. Your system blocks it. Attack failed. There, you have utilized your threat intelligence effectively with your tool to block an attack. The next area is operational intelligence. How do they think? This is about understanding the attacker's methods, their tactics, techniques, and procedures, or TTPs. If a threat actors are exploiting unpatched VPNs, guess what? You're patching the VPNs ASAP. Everyone should start to get the picture here. And this is where you get your strategic intelligence, the big picture. This is for all the senior level executives, the boardroom, C-levels. It's not about firewalls. It's about trends. Are nation state actors targeting healthcare? Are ransomware attacks up 30% this quarter? Where are the attacks coming from and what it looks like throughout the sector? Now, think of it this way. Your tactical intelligence stops the bad guy with a crowbar. The operational intelligence keeps the door locked from them getting in. And the strategic intelligence ensures your house is a fortress and the attackers don't even consider it as an option. But How do you build a threat intelligence program that doesn't suck? You don't need a $1 million tool or an army of analysts to start a threat intelligence program. Here's what you do need, though. You have to define your goals as the leader. If you're the CISO, you have to know, are you trying to stop phishing? Are you trying to prevent ransomware? Identify insider threats? Write it down. Map it out. You have to understand that. Because once you understand your goals, do you have the right sources? Do you have the external feeds, the government alerts, the information sharing communities, the premium intel platforms from vendors? Do you have the internal data going to the right sources, logs, SIM alerts, firewall data? Are you monitoring the dark web? Yes, the dark web isn't just for Hollywood. It's where stolen credentials get sold and all types of other information gets put out for the mass base. And then how do you automate and analyze it? AI tools nowadays can sift through mountains of threat data. Combine it with the human expertise, you've got a winning team, but you have to make it actionable. Threat intel isn't just reports, it's action. Feed the IOCs into your system, train your employees on the attacker tactics, brief the executives on the risk. Why? Because what good is knowing the enemy's next move if you don't act on it? So let's talk a little bit about the real world examples when threat intel can save the day. And I'm going to give you some time to listen to two real world stories. This first one is phishing prevention at scale. A tech firm was getting hit by sophisticated phishing emails. And these phishing emails were very sophisticated. They looked almost perfect, hard to tell that they were even coming from a bad source. Their CISO turned to operational threat intelligence. The operational threat intelligence gave him the information or the IOCs to be able to identify the tactics behind the emails because you couldn't visually see it right offhand. They deployed real-world phishing simulations for employees, training them on the different IOCs and tactics. They blocked the domains using the tactical intelligence that they received, and the executives got personal training on CEO impersonation scams so that they understood what was taking place. Now, I tell you all that, but what is the actual result? The actual result resulted in a 65% drop in successful phishing attempts in 1 quarter or 3 months. Well, let's move on to the next example. We've all heard of WannaCry, a ransomware nightmare that went global back in 2018. And I'm going to tell you a story about how it was avoided by an organization. The ransomware took down hospitals. It took down governments. You name it. It took down a large number of businesses. But there was a manufacturing company that had a threat intel feed about vulnerabilities days before the attack. They received alerts, which were false positives, but they understood the IOCs coming out, and they had the live threat intelligence feed, so they knew what was occurring around the world. Because of this, they were able to react quickly, and they were able to get the appropriate information to where they did not have a substantial impact throughout a 72-hour period in the initial onset of this global ransomware event. But what really needs to happen is collaboration. You can't fight alone. Cyber criminals collaborate, so should we. You have to join industry-specific intel sharing groups. You have to collaborate with the government agencies for early warnings. Partner with Intels for intel share. Intel shared is intelligence multiplied. Together we're stronger. If we're sharing what we're seeing out in the industry, if we're looking at the different indicators and passing along the information, you're possibly saving the next person from having the same type of attack. So in closing, threat intelligence, it's your cyber superpower. It isn't just about data. It's about warning as the bulldog would, or the bulldog's bark that tells you that an attacker is coming. He's telling you, I see you. You're not getting in. I understand what you're doing. So to recap, today we covered why threat intelligence matters. what the tactical, operational, and strategic intelligence means and how you should use them, how to build a threat intelligence program that works. And we even talked about some real-world stories where the intelligence stopped the attacks on the track. In the next episode, we'll explore building the Bulldog's Wall, which is the core security practices. Because knowing the enemy is only half the battle. You need strong walls to keep them out. Until then, stay sharp, stay vigilant, and keep barking out loud. Thank you for tuning in to Cyberbullies, the Bulldog Mentality. Please share this episode with your team. Subscribe. Join me next time as we keep building the defenses so no attacker can breach. Stay resilient, stay prepared, and don't stop barking. Thank you.